Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 9:08, and we have here our update from Coffeeville's Reawakening, starting first with Denise York. Good morning, Denise. How's it going?
Pretty good. Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Doing well. So lots of good stuff going on here in Coffeeville. I know you have a special guest to get on the program here in just a little bit, but what's going on?
Wanted to cover some of the stuff. I mean, there's a lot going on this week, and I was just kind of looking through the list, but update to the UP Park. It's ongoing, and hopefully we have that all finished and up and ready to go by the end of June. So if you see the park and it's something you might want to do a private event at, you can reserve it by going to the city clerk's office. That's how, you know, if you want to kind of make it your own private little deal. So they have an application and permissions that you have to fill out, and that's how you do that if you want to do anything there. So cover the Midland Rentals again at 620-515-0579 if you've got anything, baby shower, wedding shower, reunions that you might want to rent the Midland for. That's always available. And we do have our fundraiser coming up the end of July, which is Vaudeville. So keep that in mind. Tickets should be on sale here probably within a month. So it should be another good show this year. That's how we pay for our operational, all the bills, utilities, and everything coming up. So help support the Midland. I wanted to call out July 11th, the summer celebration we're all aware of. So if you want to be a vendor, a volunteer, or anything like that, give Gail a call at 252-8688 or Kathy at 252-5155, and we expect to have Gail on in the next couple weeks to kind of update us on everything that's going on out there. Want to remind everybody about Jerry Wall and his Coffeeville Military Banners organization, where he will have a vendor spot at Summer Celebration, so you can see the banners that he's promoting. And I think he's sold 40 to date, goal is 150, so those will be put up around town in November. It's a great way to honor your vet, or, you know, just so Saturday, a lot going on. So the Crest has their, it's country rock music going on this Saturday night. It's Dustin Treber, and help support the music downtown. They just started doing this, and this will be the second or third time that they've had someone in. It's $10. Go over to the Yoke, eat dinner, then go next door, or go down to Crazy Cookie Candles. They've got candle making classes going on Friday and Saturday. And then, of course, the library started up their STEM classes. Run over there and see what's going on. And then the auction. Can't forget the auction. Other than that, I'm going to turn it over to Bill, who's here to talk about the fly-in that we're having on June 13th.
Right, good, Bill? Yeah. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, week from Saturday, and it's a fly-in, and it's one of those things you never quite know what to expect and who's going to be there. But we have a lot of folks that say they're planning to be there, and of course the weather, if the weather looks sketchy, they're not going to be there, but we have at least two Funk airplanes that we believe will be there if the weather holds, and it'll be kind of interesting to see a couple of those come in. And
well, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be at the Coffeeville Municipal Airport, and I understand you have a speaker that's going to be coming in?
Right. Howard Funk's son, George Funk, is going to be there, and his primary topic is going to be the 80th anniversary of the golden age of general aviation. So really it started right after the World War II and continued there for several years to be a boom for private airplanes, both with availability of planes from the military and planes from the being built in the area. So and I'm sure he'll have some recollections of what it was like to be around the Funk airplane in the factory at that point in time.
Absolutely. So are there any special things for the pilots who fly in?
Well, they we're going to have drone flying in the airport. I don't know. I'd probably more for the younger crowd, but anybody's welcome to try it and see what they can do with it. Some of us find out we're not near as coordinated as we used to be. So, and we also hope to have a shuttle service to go to, not necessarily a service, but be able to shuttle people back and forth to the museum so that some of them haven't seen the museum and like to. But
yeah,
if you fly in, not a good place, not a good way to get around.
That's
so.
Right. Yeah, you can't fly into the airport at Big Hill anymore.
No.
So that would definitely be a good opportunity. Of course, folks are welcome. You know, you don't have to fly into this event. You can drive into it as well.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just come out and see what airplanes are there. And we're going to have some stuff set up out there for World War II about the airport and what it was like in World War II, primarily pictures. And then we have a display of World War II stuff at the museum. We had hoped to take it out there, but we couldn't figure out how to provide enough security for it. But just small things tend to sprout wings and,
sure,
and get either knocked off or missing. And so we decided to leave it at the museum. Also, we're going to have biscuits and gravy starting about 7 o'clock that morning then. So everybody's welcome to take part in that if they want to. We're also going to have prizes for the pilots that have come from the longest distance away.
How many planes besides the Funk planes do you know that are coming in? Or
I don't really know the number. We've had several people tell us they plan to come. There's some larger planes in Bartlesville that have said that they were going to come up. And I'm not sure what their plans were. But
so remind us the date and time coming up for this.
The time is 7 to noon, and they're not hard times at noon. If there's stuff going on, you can still hang around. But officially, we're going to close at noon and let the airport get back to more normal operation.
Sure. So that'll be not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 13th.
The 13th, and we'll start about 7.
Great. Well, that's going to be a fantastic time. So a good excuse if you haven't seen the airport, been out there. Well, this is just a great chance to come out and see what is going on and all the improvements that have taken place out there.
Yeah, we really have a great airport for a town our size. It's amazing.
And a lot of people might not realize that, you know, this is originally built as an Army air base. And so just like a lot that were in southeast Kansas, this is still in operation. And it's just right out at the industrial park.
Correct. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to be a great time, Bill. Appreciate you and all the Aviation Museum folks putting this on. And, of course, want to remind us, you don't have to wait till the fly-in to check out the Aviation Museum. When is that open?
We're open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 4, and then any other time by appointment if you have a special request, whether it's phone numbers to call and either the chamber or I think it goes to Lisa, and we can adapt to about any other time that people have a special need. Usually somebody's available to show them around.
Sure, absolutely. We're going to be a good time. Look forward to seeing you there. All right. Well, anything else before we wrap up here?
No, I need to go out and shop and see what I need Bob
That's
to bid
right.
on for Saturday.
That's right. So hopefully we'll see you at the auction. Doors open at 8 this Saturday. Bidding starts at 9 at Walter Johnson Park at the Rec Center.
Yep.
So
now everybody get out this weekend and support local.
Yes. Right? That's what it's all about. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, and appreciate Bill Jones you coming on by. And, of course, Denise York, thanks once again.
You're welcome.
All right. We'll see you guys later. And we do have Open Line coming back here in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 after this check of some beef industry news.